Next patient is Willie Davis, W-I-L-L-I-E Davis, D-A-V-I-S, age 16, 50, 75-year-old gentleman, lives in Bay City. He's a retired truck driver. He's single. He has kids. He doesn't see very much, two boys and two girls, period. He's an ex-smoker with a 45-year-plus history of smoking. He's short of breath at all times. He's weak. He also has a history of drug abuse back in the 90s, both cocaine and methamphetamines, period. New paragraph, the only surgery he's had is lung cancer surgery 2016. He said they took the tumor out and did not have to have any chemo or radiation after that. He also has a history of hypertension and, of course, COPD with shortness of breath. Medications includes lisinopril, 40 milligram a day. He was on thyroid medicine and cholesterol medicine but has not been able to get to the doctor's office to get medications filled because of his shortness of breath, period. He hasn't seen his doctor for a long time. He says last hospitalization was 2 years ago because of COVID infection. Immunization is up to date. Family history, dad died of some kind of cancer, COPD, but he had a blood clot in his legs that he didn't take care of. Mom died of old age, period. Patient does not use oxygen at this time because he says he doesn't know how to get it, but he is short of breath. He does use a nebulizer at least 3 or 4 times a day, period. Review of system weight loss. He's quite thin. He says he's not using any drugs at this time and has not for years. He's short of breath. He's weak. He uses a cane, but his problem is his breathing. He's in desperate needs of providers. He eats once a day, only if someone brings him food. That may be causing his weight loss, of course. And he's trying to use his nebulizer 4 times a day, but he's quickly running out of his medication. He said he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't want to go. He has a hard time getting to the doctor's office. His vitals, his O2 side was 92%, but dropped down to 87 with just taking a few steps in his living room. He's very thin. He appears debilitated with severe muscle wasting in the upper extremity, lower extremity, and the temporal region, period. Blood pressure 149 over 71. Temperature 98.7. Respiration 16. Pulse 65. Heart positive, swan positive, respiratory lungs. Ronchi aroused bilaterally. Abdomen soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity very thin, but no edema at this time. Assessment, 75-year-old gentleman with COPD, previous history of drug abuse, smoking abuse, tobacco abuse, smoking and / tobacco abuse. He's not smoking at this time, period. New paragraph, he has definitely has O2, needs for O2. His oxygen saturation drops down quickly, but he doesn't have oxygen. He uses his nebulizer instead, he says, to help him with his breathing. He's thin, he's weak, he's debilitated. He used a cane to get around. He's short of breath with speaking a few words and taking a few steps. Tremendous amount of weight loss reported, protein, calorie, malnutrition noted. He also has a history of hypothyroidism that he's not taking any thyroid medication. We'll get a copy of that for hospice medical director if he chooses to admit patient. Patient is in need of palliative and hospice care to take care of because of his breathing and his COPD. He complains of air hunger and anxiety. Use of any kind of controlled substances should be done with should be done quite carefully with his drug abuse history in the past. Overall prognosis remains poor. We'll share my findings with the hospice medical director as well. Thank you.